Good morning. This is our Monday morning motivations. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus that you are motivated this morning to allow the Spirit to move you towards Him. This morning we'll be back in Ephesians where Paul, we left off in chapter 3 of Ephesians, where Paul said, "Let us therefore as many be perfect, teleos, mature, be thus minded." So Paul's making a transition now to the mind of the believer. And it's interesting because this mindset means the world, how we face each day, how we end each day. It deals with our faith. It deals with our fickleness. It deals with our friction. It's all in our mind. We have to have the mind of Christ. We have to have a mind that's committed to Christ if we're going to sustain in these last and evil days. We can't be weak-minded. We can't be worldly-minded. We can't be wounded in our minds, and many of us are. We have to let Christ put on the helmet to protect our minds. So therefore, Paul begins to say, "Nevertheless, whereunto we have already," verse 16, "attained, let us walk, let us live by the same rule, let us mind the same thing." So he's talking about unity without uniformity, because we're all different. He's talking about unity of the Spirit, unity in mind. "Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk as ye have us for an example." So Paul uses himself as a pattern of fellowship, which is really critical. He said, "For many walk, of whom I've told you often, and tell you not even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ." Now, so Paul begins this transition to say, there are people that we can identify with that their lifestyles are not in accord with the Spirit. Their lifestyles are actually enemies of the cross as they live out a life, verse 19, whose end is destruction. Don't miss that. Whose God is in their belly and whose glory is in their shame. These three terms define the earthly. The earthly is limited. The earthly is laborious, okay, and the earthly is demonic. If we hold on and live out those attitudes, if we allow the world to fashion us after the world's values, we become an actual enemy of the cross of Jesus Christ. We have to be submitted to the Lord. We have to be subjected to the Word. And then, of course, we've got to live through the superiority and power of the Holy Spirit. So we got to trust God, not try, but trust the Lord with all of our hearts. And he says, "For our life, our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ." How do you live on earth with a heavenly mindset? Paul deals with this in Colossians chapter 3. "If you then have been risen from above, amen, set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth." This does not mean that you and I will never dream and think about earthly things. It doesn't mean that. It means that your magnet should not be stuck on earth. Your magnet ought to be in things in heaven. Ultimately, you're looking to heaven for your strength. You're looking to heaven for your direction. You're looking to God in heaven through Jesus for your sustaining this world system. So we got to keep our minds fixed on Him. We got to spend time in that Word, even if it's one chapter, a couple of verses. We got to pray. We got to come apart from the world. We got to allow God to dress us in His imaginary armor, which denotes that we are in Christ and living by Christ. And so our walk ought to be because of our wisdom. So this morning, our Monday morning motivation is, let me put on Christ. Let me put on Jesus Christ before I go to work, before I go in the world, before I try to carry out the walk of this day. Let me put on Christ and him crucified. Thank you. Have a great day and be motivated to live by Christ. Thank you.